96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. It's never too early to set an educational foundation for your children. You know, we've all seen the impact of the hit movie Hidden Figures, getting young people to ask questions about science and technology careers. But STEM, as it's been called for years, has evolved into STEAM: science, technology, engineering, arts, and math. Well, this Saturday, the Department of Parks and Recreation in Prince George's County is holding a huge event. It's designed to spark an interest in STEAM for your children. Well, joining me to talk about that are Acting Director Rosalind Johnson and Special Programs Coordinator Brittany Lassiter. If you have a question, not only about this event, but also about STEAM education and where it could possibly take your child, give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Certainly, you're welcome to tweet us using the hashtag WHURFM. Brittany, Rosalind, thank you both for joining me. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. So let's get down to the grassroots of this. The event on Saturday is designed specifically to do what?
Well, at Parks and Recreation, we believe it's our job to expose youth to as many opportunities as possible, and that way they can determine what their interests are. So on Saturday, our goal is to have as many youth as possible come out and participate in the over 80 activities that we have at Showplace Arena that are with science, technology, engineering, arts, and math. And hopefully that'll spark an interest, and they'll come and celebrate STEAM with us all month long. Because in Prince George's County, we don't celebrate November, we celebrate in November, which stands for Innovation in November. So we have free or low-cost STEAM activities all month long, and we'll continue them throughout the year. But we want to spark an interest or plant that seed in a youth to help them grow and develop more where their interests are.
Why do this?
Well, we do it for several reasons. One, minorities make up 30% of the U.S. population, but account for only 9% of the STEAM workforce. And the U.S. Department of Education reports that the number of STEAM jobs in the United States will grow by 14% from 2010 to 2020. So we are working to grow amazing adults, and it starts when they're young. This past summer, we went to North Carolina State University, and we visited the Hunt Library, one of the best libraries in the country. And we noticed that they have an innovation lab and they have a technology center. They have robots. They have spheres that you can program. They have 3D printers. And for some of our youth, that's the first time they get exposed in college. And if that's your first time, you're already behind. So in Prince George's County and in the area, in the region, we want our youth to be ahead of the game so that when they go away to college or when they get a trade or a skill or work on their trade or skill, they're ahead of the game. And they can think, oh, my gosh, I did this when I was five at Parks and Recreation.
Oh, and that was not my next question, Brittany. How young are we talking about for this event on Saturday?
Well, our target age range is 5 to 17, but we actually have programs for toddlers. So if you have a 2-year-old and you want to learn how to make bubbles, we'd love to have you. We have airplane making. We have all different types of activities.
Oh, wow.
We're trying to reach everyone.
Well, you want to turn your toddlers into little mad scientists. You know, just don't let them go into the garage where the car is. You know, you end up driving. Gosh,
yes.
Yeah. That, and I think one of the things that's, you know, that's so critical. We talked about. I mentioned Hidden Figures, you know, earlier, and I think one of the things for people of, you know, a certain age, there aren't always, in your immediate community, you don't see a lot of engineers. You know, when I was a kid, I was fortunate in that I had two rocket scientists within a block. My best friend's father worked at NASA. And then another guy who lived down the street from me, his father also worked at NASA. Fortunately, or rather unfortunately, I never had the aptitude for that. And that's probably because I really wasn't exposed to, you know, the kinds of things that, that you're talking about here, what kind of exposure can young people get specifically this weekend?
Well, we'll have a few different partners there. So, for example, NASA Goddard will be in attendance. And so they'll have a program with MICA, and they'll bring astrophysicists.
MICA.
And that's the Maryland
Institute College of Art. Yeah,
yes.
Out of Baltimore. Go right ahead.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So they have a special program that they do with them, and they combine animation with astrophysicists. And so they try to connect the dots between science and arts. And we'll also have all different activities from robotics to, like I said, bubble making to things defying gravity. We'll have presentations from WHUR and on sound waves. And we'll also have ABC 7 meteorologist Veronica Johnson. So we'll have a wide array of things as well as our programmers from our community centers. They've taken a lot of time to figure out what's going to appeal to the kids, because we've learned and studies have shown numerous times that kids learn through play. And so that's what we try and we aim for when we're designing these programs.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We are talking about STEAM Fest, and we didn't even mention the name, right? STEAM Fest coming up this weekend on Saturday from 11 to 2 o'clock. And where is it, Roslyn?
The Showplace Arena.
Showplace Arena. It's free. And if you have a question or a comment about STEAM education and setting the foundation for your youngster, give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. And certainly, if your youngster has already been exposed to this education and has latched on, I'd love to hear about your experiences, because, you know, like I said, I had a microscope. I did the chemical thing when I was, you know, my parents bought it for me when I was a kid. But not everybody has the, you know, the intellectual wherewithal. But I think that you don't know unless you try.
Exactly. So, as Brittany mentioned, we like to make things fun. So we have superheroes. And so we want each child.
Real superheroes?
Well, your imagination can make things seem real. But each youth has superpowers, and they use their brain power to access their superpower. So during the month of November, when you participate in any of our activities, if it's a S for science, then you can collect our action figure, our superhero, Scientist Supreme.
Okay.
We have Techno Queen and Intrepid Engineer, Artisto, and Mademoiselle Mathematics. So whenever you participate in those and you get a sticker, and you can redeem your sticker to get that actual action figure. And if you've received all of the action figures, then you get the leader of the superheroes, who is Captain Steam. And his superpower, one of his many superpowers, is that he's in a wheelchair. So we are extremely excited. We try to make it fun. And we really want the youth to learn and be exposed, as you said, and then be able to unleash their superpowers, which really is their brain power.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're talking about STEAM Fest coming up this weekend in Prince George's County from 11 to 2 o'clock. Let me go to George. George, calling from Bowie. Thanks for calling, George. What's on your mind?
Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm just driving home and I'm listening to your conversation. And it's about my daughter. She's in ninth grade. And last semester she was all A's. And she's at Flowers. Now, by Friday, she needs to turn in a signed document from us, the parents, that she can sign up for science and tech. But her mom is not comfortable because she thinks that it will affect her grades and stuff like that. But the child is so insistent, and she's like, please, I want to do this. I need to do this. It's what I want. It's what I want. Her older sister wants to go in for medicine, but says science and tech is more difficult than she thinks. But she's so adamant and wanting to do it. So I was like, okay, hearing the talks going on the radio, I thought maybe I could get some information from you that I could share with my wife.
As a former educator, I would say support your daughter if that's where her interest is. People love to work in their passion. So let her try. If she doesn't succeed, she can try again. But it sounds like she has very supportive parents, you and your wife, who would be there to help her succeed. It's nothing like a great challenge.
Yeah. And let me say, George, just because you have a daughter, and I think, again, the message from the movie Hidden Figures really drove the issue home, is that just because you're a girl or a woman does not mean that you do not have the intellectual aptitude for these complex fields of study. And certainly, your wife suggested that it may be too hard for her. Yeah, I get it. But, maybe you should tell her it probably would be too hard for her husband, but not for her daughter. Because, the thing that you might be missing in that conversation is that, it could be easy for your daughter. She may not be a painter, but she could end up being literally a rocket scientist. So, don't step on those dreams, definitely. Okay?
Thank you so much.
Thank you, George.
What's the title of that movie again?
Hidden Figures. Hidden Figures. The whole family should sit down and watch it. It's fascinating.
Okay. I appreciate that. Thank you
so much, George. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. If you want more information about STEAM Fest, you can find it online at pgparks.com. That's pgparks.com. Lines are still open if you have a comment or question. I'm going to take a quick break. We'll be back. So please stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM, Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. More of this conversation in just a few seconds.
HUR Voices, Washington.
Welcome back to The Daily Drum on Sirius XM, Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We're talking about the third annual STEAM Fest event at Showplace Arena. That's this Saturday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. We're going to be sparking an interest in STEAM education for your children. STEAM, of course, is science, technology, engineering, arts, and mathematics. My guests are Acting Director Rosalind Johnson and Special Programs Coordinator Brittany Lassiter with the Prince George's County Department of Parks and Recreation. If you have a comment, if you have a question about STEAM education and careers, or give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. You wanted to say something, Rosalind?
Yes. Actually, young ladies who are interested in STEAM are STEAMistas. STEAMistas,
oh,
yes.
Okay.
We're unleashing our own superpowers, but that tells you that young ladies and young women are getting involved in STEAM anytime they have their own name. Mm.
You mentioned earlier that, as a former educator, and I would quibble with former because once you're an educator, you never really stop. And this is a prime example of that. But pursuant to what George was just talking about in reference to his daughter, talk to me a little bit about, your observations about what girls specifically can achieve as they begin to make headway into this educational field and this career field.
Well, I think we can definitely make headway. And it's a better result when you have diverse people around the table, both men and women. I think we can all agree that men and women think very differently. So when you have diversity of thought, I think you have a better product. And when young women are supported in these fields, as someone who was an engineering major for 2 years and did not feel supported, I changed my major. But with that support, it's no telling how far women can go. And I think we just need to support women and men as well. But because of the focus on women in STEAM, the studies have shown that women are somewhat outpacing the men, Harold.
Mm. Well, and let me oversimplify this, because a lot of times you probably still hear it if you are a boy, in your preteens or what have you, that often when it comes to like math skills, girls move much more quickly and much more efficiently than, you know, than boys. At least that's, you know, that's what I heard. And so I think anecdotally speaking, if you do not encourage that, then you miss out on an opportunity to really raise the next, Albert Einstein.
And I think that you're making a great point, Harold. Oftentimes I feel like girls are told, just like that last caller, no, you need to pursue something else. But we need women in STEAM. We need women in these science and engineering roles, because although we're moving forward, we're progressing, we're still very low when it comes to women in these careers. And we need, like you said, that other perspective from the women, because even the engineering field, it's still predominantly male.
Mm-hmm. And white and male.
Yes.
Predominantly. And with that said, with all of the discussions in pop culture regarding, what's happening in Silicon Valley with Facebook, with Google, with Twitter and Instagram, and I'm not talking about selfies. I'm not talking about using the those things where you get the tongue thing hanging out and the floppy ears and the
Snapchat.
There you go. There's a young person at the table.
They're two young people at
the
table.
Yeah. Thank you. I'm very flattered. But it's not just the end result, but you have to have people that put that stuff together, that develop it. And I think that's one of the things that's often missing in the equation. And I'm sure you know that there have been all kinds of, issues that have been raised about minority representation in Silicon Valley and the like. And I think this is a great place to start.
It is. And I'm also reminded every time I walk across a cobblestone street mm-hmm. that there aren't enough female engineers, because if female engineers were making those streets, they would think, wait, I have to walk across these cobblestone streets in my heels.
Yeah.
So diversity of thought and diversity of experiences is extremely important.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're talking about STEAM and STEAM Fest, the event happening this weekend in Prince George's County at the Showplace Arena from 11 to 2 o'clock. By the way, I don't know whether or not we mentioned it. It is free. And this is just one of several events going on during the course of the month related to STEAM education. Talk a little bit, if you can, Brittany, about beyond the education, the career path that this kind of event can start someone on.
Absolutely. So we think that it's really important, like I said, that we design programming around learning through play, because we found that kids learn better that way. We know that science, technology, engineering, arts, and math is offered in schools. There's this big boom in schools, but at Parks and Recreation, we were like, how can we encourage kids and make it fun for them so that they'll be interested in careers in the future? So it's creating edible science. It's doing things, taking the STEAM component out of basketball, doing things that you would not normally think are STEAM things, things that we do in Parks and Recreation.
Such as?
Like I said, basketball.
Okay.
So we have special basketballs that we'll have there on Saturday that measure the trajectory of your shot. That's mathematics.
Mm-hmm.
You would never think of that when you're playing basketball, but you're incorporating the play and the fun with learning.
Interesting. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. You mentioned, the bubble thing with even toddlers. To be quite honest, I think I would really enjoy trying to understand the science conversation behind that.
Yeah. And I think it's starting that early. It's so important to expose and make it simple for kids so that it seems natural. If it seems natural to you, you'll have a passion for it. You'll want to pursue it. As you get older, you'll say, hey, I've been doing this since I was 2 years old. I learned how to make a bubble at 2 years old. Mm-hmm. And now I'm, you know, I'm creating bubbles for Mattel or, you know.
What about older children? What's going to be happening for older children there?
We'll have, like I said, the basketball. Mm-hmm. We'll have engineering, paddle boat, regatta. We'll have hot chocolate science, a build the bot.
Wait a minute. Hot chocolate science?
Yes.
I meant that's for, I said older kids, not the adults. Well, you start talking about hot chocolate. Is that for the parents, the over 21 crowd?
It's also for teens, but a really important one that I'm neglecting to mention are the robotics.
Okay.
And so we'll have live demos of robotics, and so you'll be able to play with the robots, learn how they work, learn how to quickly code them, program them, and that's something very interesting for teens. We'll also have career talks from our audit staff.
Audit staff? Can you explain
that, our audit
that,
team, because audit is part of mathematics. It's also forensics and investigating and becoming an investigator. So our audit team will be there, and they will expose youth to some very simplified auditing, but they will talk about becoming an auditor because that's a STEAM career. It has to do with mathematics, sometimes science, and sometimes technology as well. But we get very serious with this. We like to have a lot of fun, but we have a wild rice workshop. Along the Jug Bay, what we've done is we've restored wild rice. And the wild rice
restored
is...
Restored?
Yes, wild rice.
How do you, okay, go ahead.
We have instructors and naturalists who will go into the schools and grow wild rice with students, and the students will come out and they will plant the wild rice along the Patuxent River. And it's very important for migratory birds because wild rice is a carbohydrate. And so birds need to eat a large amount of wild rice because it has all the nutrients they need in order for them to migrate. And so we've had birds that we've tagged that we've migrated as far as Australia. Our osprey are coming back, but it's all because of the wild rice. So we focus on the science with growing the wild rice, how it affects the birds, how it fuels them for their trip down to wherever they're going when they're migrating to the south. So the Jug Bay region, the Patuxent River Park, is really a huge gas station for our migratory birds.
Let's get back to the hot chocolate. piqued my interest there. What is hot chocolate science?
It's something that one of our programmers came up with, and they're going to get down to the science of the water temperature of making hot chocolate. So learning about boiling, what it takes to make water boil, mm-hmm. What temperature that is, the scientific process to make the best hot chocolate.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So it's fun and it tastes good.
Is it difficult to make this these kinds of subjects sexy? Because I think as we've been discussing this, when I say we, President Obama really brought STEM and STEAM into kitchen table discussions, maybe starting around 2010 or so, maybe even as early as 2009. And it's been... You know, I think we have a generation that are, you know, that is growing up looking at education, looking at careers and indeed the world differently. But it's not, you know, it's kind of changing how people often view the STEM and then STEAM individuals. They, you know, they've got some swag, but is it still hard to make this stuff sexy for them?
No, I don't think it's hard at all to make it sexy and make it attractive. A lot of times we're driven by our passion, but we're also driven by the ability to pay our bills. Mm. So when you look at the salaries of people who are involved in STEAM careers, to me, that makes it sexy when you're able to pay your bills and support yourself and pay off your student loans and move out of your parents' house and begin to become an adult. And when you have that, it's in demand. Technology especially is in demand. So when you have those skills that are necessary, the world is pretty much your oyster. Mm-hmm. And you can make your own demands based on the skills you have. It's easy to make that seem sexy and appealing.
Is there going to be any kind of discussion about the next steps for education, you know, colleges and the like, even if it's not formal, because I think that's a really, really big piece.
Absolutely. That will be something that's discussed in our Career Corner. We have scheduled many people who have careers in STEAM to come in and talk to the youth. There's a question and answer period. We'll have PEPCO there. We have various disciplines who will actually be presenting and giving the one-on-one conversation. I know you invited George and his whole family to watch the movie Hidden Figures. Mm-hmm. You can come out to Showplace Arena on Saturday and watch it with us. And we can have a discussion following, talking about how those women in the movie were able to knock down barriers and how they studied after hours to supersede their counterparts that didn't necessarily look like them.
I need to take a break. When we come back, more of this discussion about STEAM Fest. And we don't want to forget about the arts component, and we'll talk about that in just a bit. Our lines are still open at 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We'll be back in just a moment.
QR Voices.
Welcome back to The Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We are talking about the third annual STEAM Fest at Showplace Arena. That's Saturday from 11 a.m. to 2 o'clock. That is science, technology, engineering, arts, and mathematics. Of course, we're discussing sparking an interest in STEAM education for your children. Of course, my guests are Acting Director Rosalind Johnson and Special Programs Coordinator Brittany Lassiter with the Prince George's County Department of Parks and Recreation. Lines are still open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We've talked so much about, you know, the science and technology piece. I didn't want to miss the arts piece. And you briefly touched on it earlier, Brittany, but let's talk a little bit more about what's going to be available when it relates to arts education.
Sure. Well, we are really excited because Stephen Pace will have a creative writing workshop going on in one of our suites. And so youth will be able to bring their pencils and write stories and brainstorm and share their ideas with regional writers under the direction of the acclaimed adult author, Robin Stephen Pace. And at the end of the day, they'll get to share their stories and have a live reading / master class.
Mm-hmm. There's that master class again. And talk to me a little bit more about that, because I would argue that for a lot of adults, writing is kind of a lost art. And unless you are, you know, in some kind of highly specialized field, you know, a lot of people really don't think about how important, you know, writing is. And I mean real writing, not texting or something like that. Is that where you're going with this particular event on Saturday?
Absolutely. We are focusing on writing. We're focusing on poetry, but we're also focusing on expression through dance, through music. We have our own drum line in Prince George's County. So we're excited to highlight our drum line so youth can come out, get involved. You know, there's mathematics on the drum line. You have to count. You have to do syncopation. I mean, you have to do all sorts of things. So, yes, we highlight the youth and allow them to express themselves. We have a Junior Performing Arts Academy. We have Vibrant Velocity, where you'll actually take paint balloons and throw them against a white canvas and create your own Picasso-like painting. But we try to introduce it in new and exciting ways.
Mm-hmm. Is it And that's the other piece, too, because there's so much focus on lucrative careers. And, you know, you could argue, and I know some parents may argue, that being creative may not always help you pay your bills. What's the argument for that?
Well, we are building a new science. We're building a new community center in the southern area of the county. And we're taking 1% of the cost to build that community center. And we're spending it on public art. So the preliminary requests that have come back, we have a sculpture where it's probably going to range about $200,000. Hmm. So I would argue to say that's going to pay someone's bills. So, I mean, not everyone, of course, is going to make $200,000 for a piece of sculpture for some artwork. But when you support your children and it's their passion, it can grow and grow and grow. And in Prince George's County, we have an arts district. And it's where artists are living. They're thriving. Brentwood Gateway Arts District, right along the Route 1 corridor. And artists are paying their bills. And we're supporting artists in Prince George's County. We just recently had Artomatic a year and a half ago, where artists would show their wares. We're always supporting public art. We're always looking for artists who would like to sell their artwork to us so that we can display it in the public. There are plenty of studies that have shown how art reduces your blood pressure and you're more creative when you're in an artistic environment. So it can absolutely pay your bills.
And I do want to mention, we have to look beyond, like, I'm thinking of Shonda Rhimes. She's an artist to me. Like, she had great writing skills to be able to create this 3 hours worth of shows back to back.
Without sleeping.
Yes. I mean, she had to have some great writing skills to get to where she's gotten. And I'm sure there were many people that told her, you know, don't pursue that because you're not going to make any money. And now she's probably laughing at everyone like, mm-hmm. I'm making a ton of money and it's an art. And I am an artist. I'm a different type of artist. I'm not painting something, but.
And I think one of the things, and this portion or this example may not necessarily be the best for some of the youngest children, but I think for even the parents, you have to, as you say, look beyond what's right in front of you, such as Issa Rae of Insecure. Or the fact that there is a shortage of minority comedy writers for The Tonight Show or for some of the other high-profile comedians and programs like Stephen Colbert. And I would venture to say that even the likes of Dave Chappelle, there's only one. Chappelle, but behind, the Jimmy Fallons, the Dave Chappelles, the Stephen Colberts, and the Issa Rays are other writers because they don't just do it, by themselves. And I think that when you're talking about creative writing, spoken word, for example, and those kinds of expressions, all of those forces kind of come to bear as you try to funnel these young people into a much more creative career.
Absolutely. We're election season is upon us, and I'm thinking of all the
elected
officials.
There's always
a
lot of creativity when it comes to politics.
Well, they're writers. They have people who write for them. So you're absolutely correct. You know, you don't only have to be a celebrity in order to have someone to write for you. But most elected officials have people who support them by writing for them and doing the research. President Obama, some of his greatest speeches were written by other people. Of course, he tweaked them and added his own pieces to it, but he had amazing people who wrote for him and supported him.
And a lot of the speech writers, are very young. And I think, and this is why I say that as a fan of, the Sunday news talk shows. And a lot of times you will see some of the speakers on the show and, that were speech writers for, Gerald Ford or Jimmy Carter or Richard Nixon. Well, and you say, well, golly, how old are these people? Because while they may have some miles on them, they're not as old as you would think. And that's because many of them were in their 20s when they were writing, you know, speeches for presidents and those who would be presidents. I would argue that if, you know, if nothing else, you know, you stop by with the Pace.
Robin Stephen Pace, yeah. Creative Writing Workshop.
Absolutely. I have about 5 minutes, you know, left here, but I wanted to just kind of hear, you know, from you. What do you hope, each of you, what do you hope, first of all, that the young people will come away with on Saturday and indeed the entire month of November as it relates to these events?
My hope is that youth will try something they've never tried before, and it will spark an interest, and they'll tell their parents, hey, Mom, hey, Dad, I want to learn more about XYZ, or there's some other workshops that I want to attend during the month. And we've tried to move all the impediments. They're very low cost. The vast majority of the activities throughout the month are free, so there is no excuse. We don't want cost to be a factor to inhibit youth from participating. We're hoping that all of our classes, all of our opportunities are full, and parents will support their child all month long and bring them to new experiences, new activities. And who knows, we might have our next Albert Einstein, our next Charles Drew, our next inventor of something that we don't even know about yet, our next inventor of the internet or something similar. So that's what we hope for.
Mm-hmm. And your thoughts about that also, Brittany?
Yes, and touching on that, because Prince George's County is one of the most affluent African-American communities, exposing our kids, our brown babies, to these activities. I'm hoping that in the future, they'll say Parks and Recreation helped me choose my career path. It was because of Parks and Recreation that I became a scientist. It's because of Parks and Recreation that I aspired to be the next astronaut or astrophysicist or Shonda Rhimes.
you probably want to have a scandal conversation after this show. You know, this is the last season now, so you know, no tears about you know, scandal. But I know we talked about Saturday real quick. You know, what, run down some of the things that are happening for the entire month of November, because I don't want people to miss out on those opportunities as well.
So for the month of November, we have Slime Mania, Bricks for Kids, Afternoon Aviators. Right here in Prince George's County, we have the world's longest continually operating airport, the Wright Brothers taught classes at our airport. So we want
which
College Park Airport.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
So
all
we
right.
want youth to come out. We want them to take advantage of what's right here in their community. Waste to Wonderful, Pinball and Pollution, Let Go of My Legos, Lego Building. It's all sorts of activities all month long. So I dare anyone to say there's nothing for their children to do, or there's nothing new, or they can't find anything interesting and fun. Our team has gone through to great efforts to make sure that there's something for everyone.
And don't, of course, you don't, and I think this is probably the most important thing that we need to discuss before we wrap up here. Don't forget the hot chocolate, because if you forget about the hot chocolate, it's just not worth participating. What's the website real quick?
www.pgparks.com.
You know we're not saying
WWW. For our millennials, it's pgparks.com. I dated myself on that one. Someone planted the seed.
There you go. See, you're going to have a brilliant young person who's going to invent a reason for you never to use WWW again. But look, Rosalind Johnson, Brittany Lasseter, thank you both so much. And good luck on Saturday and during the rest of the month.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. That is the Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141 for this Wednesday, November 1st. I'm Harold Fisher. You can tweet us using the hashtag WHURFM. Now, stay tuned for The Connection with Lorna Newton. Good night.